pledge myself to a new deal for the American people. This is more than a political campaign. It is a call to arms. Give me your help, not to win votes alone, but to win in this crusade to restore America to its own people.
In the midst of the Great Depression, a time of nationwide economic turmoil, Franklin D. Roosevelt made this vow. It was 1932, and he was running for president against incumbent Herbert Hoover. Times were tough. Work was hard to come by. Many people were at rock bottom. Barbara Summer, an oral historian and author, has had many conversations with people who lived through the Great Depression.
They talked about being hungry, if you can imagine that, in the United States. They talked about worrying about taking care of younger siblings. They talked about losing their homes. They talked about just this over-pervading sense of fear that had come across the country in the early 1930s.
Roosevelt won the election in 1932. He took office in 1933 and set out to make good on his promise of a New Deal for the American people. Roosevelt's New Deal consisted of a series of federal policies designed to pull the nation out of depression. These programs impacted every corner of the country, leaving a legacy that's with us to this day. It's a legacy that's highly visible in northern Minnesota. What we know as the North Woods would look very different were it not for New Deal initiatives like the Civilian Conservation Corps or the CCC. Lee Johnson is an archaeologist with the Superior National Forest. He says the forest we see today is drastically different from how it looked in 1933.
There would have been probably some areas that were coming back pretty thick with brush and aspen. There was scattered stands of what we probably call primary stands of white pine and red pine still in the interior reaches in the roadless area. And probably, some spots of erosion, pretty serious wildfire that were still regenerating.
At the time, forest management was relatively new. The Superior National Forest, which covers large portions of Cook County, was established in 1909, and the government was trying to get a handle on how to deal with the aftermath of wildfires and logging. The forest needed help, and people needed jobs. The CCC helped tackle both problems. On March 21, 1933, shortly after Roosevelt took office, he formally proposed the Civilian Conservation Corps. The CCC became one of the most popular New Deal programs. At its peak, it provided jobs for 3 million young men from families on relief. The United States Army organized CCC enrollees into companies of 200 men and managed camp life once the companies arrived at their work locations. Forestry agencies assigned and oversaw work projects. On May 15th, the first CCC camp in Cook County opened outside of Schroeder Township. Most camps worked with the U.S. Forest Service on national forest land, but some worked with other agencies, such as the state of Minnesota in state forests and parks. Regardless of the supervising agency, the young men of the CCC tackled a wide variety of conservation work in the area.
One of the big things was large-scale red and white pine plantings and also white spruce plantings. Fire protection was a big deal. The CCC really gave the Forest Service a lot of personnel, a lot of manpower to construct remote fire towers, fire tower access trails in the roadless area. A lot of construction of administrative buildings. If you look at one of the lasting physical legacies, the CCC in Cook County, are some of the beautiful, like, rustic log buildings that are still standing at Tofty, Isabella, East Bearskin, Savo Guard Station.
As statewide unemployment numbers climbed towards 30% in 1933, a position with the CCC was highly desirable.
And they thought there were, like, you know, four or five applicants at the beginning for each enrolling position, at least in Minnesota, and I think that was true across the country. There was so much need that when they heard that they could get into a program that would pay $30 a month, and their families would get 25 of it, they fought for those positions, and they said you really had to be needy to get into the CCC.
Initially, the county hosted six CCC camps. From 1933 to 1942, a total of 13 camps were established, although they weren't all in operation at the same time. During the period, three other conservation camps also existed in the county. These camps were run in the same manner as the other CCC camps, but they employed people from different demographics, such as Native Americans, veterans, and homeless men. The CCC also employed local experienced men, or LEMS, from the local community. Lee Johnson.
They were older men. A lot of them were experienced backwoodsmen, construction workers, trappers probably. And they were Forest Service employees, and they were also kind of foremen at the camps.
The CCC accomplished a lot in a short amount of time. Many researchers estimate that the CCC did approximately 30 years worth of conservation work in just 9 years. Pat Sankman of the Cook County Historical Society.
There were a lot of these guys, and they worked for basically nothing. I mean, who else is going to do this? How else it would not have happened? If you had depended upon the trees to reseed themselves, I mean, we'd still be living in a pretty bad-looking forest. So, I mean, it was really an army of young people who came up here and planted millions and millions of trees, many of which survived.
Besides planting trees, the CCC crews constructed stone projects along Highway 61 at the Temperance and Cascade State Park waysides. To help with fire protection, the crews built and maintained portages in what is today the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. They built other trails, too, and constructed bridges. They strung telephone line to improve communications in the event of a wildfire. They conducted lake surveys, reared fish, stocked area lakes, and performed stream improvement.
So they really looked at the forest and tried to determine how they were growing and what was needed to make a strong forest stand in Minnesota.
At the start of the 1930s, Cook County had been isolated from the rest of the state. The people of the area had a depleted forest, little modern technology, and a rocky soil that was almost impossible to farm. Although the local fishing industry kept food on the table, it had been hard to eke out a living from the land. In just a few years, a new forest and new amenities had sprung up at the hands of the CCC crews, offering hope of new industries and better times. It was truly a new deal for the area.
It is a call to arms.
The CCC disbanded in 1942 with the outbreak of U.S. participation in World War II. Camp buildings quickly disappeared. But what remains are things that mark our landscape to this very day. Roads, portages, telephone lines, and perhaps most importantly, a forest. A living legacy that continues to support our community.
The legacy of the CCC series is produced by Ada Igo with narration by Bill Burkhart. The executive producer is Barbara Jean Johnson. Support for this production comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.